Why does God plant us in churches? It's to afford us that opportunity to work for Him. That's why it's important we meet together as a church so that we receive the blessing. So when the word of God, the rhema, comes like this, the word has come. In the word is the blessing. The moment you receive the word, great grace is imparted for that which must be accomplished. So there is the informative dimension of the Bible and there's the revelatory dimension of the Bible. The revelation shows you what you must do to experience the hand of God. So when the word comes in the revelatory dimension, there is instruction.
Now, your word in season.
Father, we want to say thank you for tonight. Thank you for gathering us in your presence. I pray in the name of Jesus, let your word come forth in power. Let it work on our hearts. May we never recover from this meeting, even in Jesus' mighty name. Precious Holy Spirit, have your way. Let the name of Jesus alone be glorified. Amen and amen. Praise God. Let's just go straight into the word of God for some few moments, then we'll be out of here. Revelation chapter 3, verse 11. Let's start from there. And I want to bring to your mind some important truths. Amen. Amen. You know, as children of God, one of the things that is very important that we are always reminded of is our responsibility in Christ. Most of the time, we are caught up in how our own lives turn out, and we forget that there is a greater responsibility that we must be shouldering as children of God. Once you come into Christ, last week I was sharing with you four vital truths. And I said the first one was what the R was what? Our righteousness. Then I said our righteousness brings us into a relationship with God. All right? So the second thing we spoke about was what? Our relationship. Then the third thing we spoke about was our responsibility. Then we got to talk about our rewards. Amen. So irrespective of all the things you come to possess on earth, never forget this. You know, none of those things crosses over into eternity. That's why, you know, church is to remind you of some of these things from time to time so that we don't forget, because it's in man to forget. It's in man to forget. So much that you so forget that you do nothing about it until you appear there. So it's important that these things are brought to our consciousness. It's an intentional work a pastor must do. Else man will forget about eternity, which is way longer than time, and will do nothing about it until he finds himself there. But I think that it is wise we are brought to the consciousness of it, or it is brought to our consciousness so that we don't forget. We don't forget, because you can't forget. Especially when you start getting everything working well for you and you start prospering on this earth. By the time you realize you are even worshiping money and you have forgotten God. Because the Bible makes record of those who forget God. There are those who forget God. They change. But the Bible says there are those he called, they are not rich toward God. So it's important these things are brought to us. Now, Revelation chapter 3, verse 11. So tonight I'm throwing more emphasis on our responsibility and our crowns, okay, which is our rewards. I pray you love my message. If you don't love my messages, when you get to the Lord, you'll remember Pastor Christian. You say, this man was telling me this. Amen. Amen. Right. Revelation 3 verse 11 says, behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. He says, I come quickly. And he now tells us, there is something you are holding. Hold fast to it. And he says, this thing you are holding is linked to your crown. So be careful, because another man can take your crown. That means what you were expected to do that you failed to do, another man will do and will take your crown. Jesus came onto the earth, chose 12 disciples. 12 disciples, at a point, their true character started showing up. Then you see that there was one that loved money. He so loved money, he sold his master. But he was called with a glorious calling as an apostle, with a special throne, because Jesus promised the first 12 people he chose that, you people, you have a special place with me. This guy forgot everything when he was faced with the challenge of money. And he sold his master and bought a land. Things that take us away from our true calling. He bought the land. Not that he didn't buy it. He got the money. And he bought the land. At the end of the day, he lost his apostleship. He lost it. He couldn't hold fast to that which was given to him. That which had a crown to it. He wanted earthly satisfaction and never thought of anything of eternity. He sold it, got the money, bought the land, and died. So he lost his apostleship, lost his place. The Bible says it was written of him, let another take his place. If another took his place, then another had taken his crown. He says, I come quickly. Hold fast, that fast. Amazingly, as children of God, when we are not brought to this place, you will be surprised that you will not hold fast that which is given to us. Very soon, all of you will travel outside the country for one reason or the other. Maybe holiday, on an assignment, whatever. When you get to the airport, maybe when you are leaving, somebody gave you more money to take to somebody in the UK. Or give you whatever. There are things when you get to the airport, they say, do you have this in your bag? Do you have this in your bag? Do you have this in your bag? Then they say, you cannot board the flight with this. So, even territorial bodies have what you can cross with. Such are eternal, the eternal border we cross. Look, God is not against you being wealthy. The fact of the matter is that he even desires that you prosper. But all these things that we have here, huh? All the cars, the houses, the whatever, the what. Look, none of it crosses over. It is like carrying some perfume in your bag and they say, you can't board the flight with it. Everything leaves here. We leave it here. But if we are not careful, the thing that we are supposed to hold on fast to and work with so that our crowns in eternity are sure, if you are not careful, you may never hold it. Even those that saw Jesus, some couldn't hold it. They saw the master. How much more we that came, how many years after? That's why those who are in scripture, they wondered at the people who didn't see Jesus but loves him so much. Peter said, you didn't see him, but you so love him. He said, we saw him, but we denied him. Till the cock spoke. Behold, I come quickly. I love to inspire you for greatness to become successful. So much. But please, all of those things we chase after here, we leave them here. No matter how great you become, When your mind is brought to eternal realities, where your heart is stirred to focus on things above, blessed are you. Blessed are you. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. You know, when you look into the scriptures, you find a lot of warning to those that will be rich on this earth. look at somebody and say, you are one of those rich people, right? What did the person say? Yes, yes, you are, yes. God is never against it. No, he wants you to have them. Oh yes. But I pray you hold on fast that which he has given you. Because not everything on earth has a crown tied to it. Not everything has an eternal crown tied to it. I hope you are here. Okay, Colossians chapter 3 from verse number 1. If ye be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Verse 2. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. So he encourages us to set our affection on things above, because the probability that things on earth will get all your attention is very great. So there are given moments where the Lord would make such messages come to us so that our hearts are aligned. Hold fast. What has he given to us that we should hold fast to? Now, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, look at why he gives us apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Why does he give us these people? So obviously, I'm not an entertainer. I didn't come to entertain you for you to laugh. Obviously, I am not a business speaker, motivational business speaker to inspire you to have big businesses, okay? It may come through the message once upon a time. But look at the reason why he gave you a pastor. Just look. Look at this. He gave you a pastor because of that which he gave you that you should hold fast to. Not to come and excite you. You look at it. Let's go. And he gave some apostles. And some. I'm preaching with you. Come on, let's go. And some. And for what? For what? For what? For entertainment. For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. So look at something here. Perfecting of the saints. To make sure that these saints, whatever must be in place is in place. And they are ready for the work of the ministry. Hey! Everyone seated here, you have a ministry. Every child of God has a ministry. And it is your ministry in Christ that has a crown to it. I know they say that service to mankind is service to God, isn't it? Service to mankind is service to God, isn't it? Yes. So all who are not born again, all their service to mankind is service to God, isn't it? Yeah, so they will have crowns. Alagodokos, apradika, hamos, atine kapaya, olankekra itan tehasa. Look at God's plan. God created man. I hope you are not angry with me. Or you like another message. This message is very powerful. It's very, very powerful. Man lost it. Then what did he do? Because he so loved man, he gave his son. When his son came, he came for an assignment. He came to seek and to save. When he was leaving, he gave his assignment to his disciples. And he said, all on earth must hear this message, what I came to do. So, they were fishermen. Some were tax collectors, whatever, like your profession right now, or whatever you do. Okay? Then he gave them that assignment. Some of them were supposed to stop whatever they were doing to answer to that call. But some were still going to be in their respective sectors in society and answer to that call, because all men must be saved. Am I communicating? Yes. Hallelujah. So there's an assignment that has been given to us. And we are supposed to be reminded of this assignment always, so that we don't lose focus. We will be encouraged to prosper. We'll be encouraged to have whatever we must have on earth. But then this is our assignment. There is a ministry. May you not lose your ministry, that has a crown to it. Everyone has a ministry. What is our ministry? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Hallelujah. I hope you are there. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I think he's talking about you, isn't it? You and I. And all things are of God, who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. And what is he giving us? He is giving us what? The ministry of reconciliation. Have you accepted that you've been given a ministry? Have you accepted that you've been given a ministry? Hold on fast to that which you have. Have you accepted that you have been given a ministry? This is the ministry that has a crown to it. Judas lost his 30 pieces of silver. Bought a land. I think some mansion be part that Judas had planned to build. Estates. Stores. Is there anything wrong? No. But look at what he traded. He traded his whole apostolic ministry. Hey! And bought a land. I had one guy who was boasting about lands. I said, you see, this guy doesn't know Judas' story. He's traded his whole ministry for lands. When you miss Jesus, you know, sometimes it looks like this time will never come. People of God, you see, we are not the first to live on earth. I always like to bring to your mind, and because we are young, sometimes I don't want to disturb you with thoughts of death, because you are not dying now, isn't it? Oh, you are not dying now. You are not. You are not dying now at all. You live long. You cross 70 years with ease. Yes. 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 But some have lived 100. They are gone. 120. They still went. So how old do you want to be? And there's every indication that the soon coming of the Lord Jesus is really coming closer and closer. I know there are those who don't believe that Jesus will return. I know there are those. But still, he said we should occupy till he come. But then remember, there's an assignment for us to accomplish. And this assignment has a crown to it. People of God. 90 years. 100 years. 120. How many years do you want to be? Yeah. You want to build mansions, right? Yeah, you're going to build them. Yeah. What else do you want to do? You want to become a leader in the nation? Oh, you become. Oh, you become. Yeah, you become. What else do you want to do? You want to buy a jet and write your, you know, some a certain guy, he bought 2 jets. Then he wrote his name on both. The jets fly together. Because he said when he's in one, he can't see his name in the one that he's sitting in. So he flies both so that he can see his name written on the other. When he looks outside the window, he says, ah, yeah. God has no problem. He has no problem. But never forget, the only challenger of God in the scripture is not Satan. For you cannot serve 2 masters. You cannot serve God and Mammon. Not Satan. Satan was not written that you cannot serve God and Satan. God and Mammon. You see the challenger of God? Money. Money. Look at somebody and say, money, money. You see, this is Savior. Money. The guy was not concerned losing his ministry, selling the Savior. Money. Money was in the picture. Then he lost his soul. You see, I'm one of those people that I'm holding my ministry firm because I know it's the only thing that has a crown to it. A day is coming, if I built a house, it will mean nothing. If I had cars, they will mean nothing. If I had a wife, a wife will mean anything. Because that place, wife, if you had a wife, there's no crown attached to wife that you had wife. I tell you. Children will mean nothing. My God. Hey! When you come face to face with accounting for what you did with your life, and the question of the ministry he left us is brought into the picture, that is when you would remember this sermon that once upon a time your pastor told you. People of God, is somebody listening at all? Or you are not happy with the message? I'm not happy. So let's read. He's giving us a ministry. Where is it, please? I'm finishing in just 10 minutes. Trust me. You'll never forget this message. Well, we're reading verse what? Huh? Okay, verse 19. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of what? So, can you imagine you have a ministry and there's a word given? There's a responsibility on us. A whole dispensation of the gospel is committed to our trust. There are many out there, many young people in our generation waiting for the ministry that has been given to us towards them and the word of reconciliation. That is with us to bring them back to God. People of God. Yes, be a great banker, but don't forget your ministry. Be a good nurse, but don't forget your ministry. Be a great teacher, but don't forget your ministry. Your ministry in Christ Jesus. Be a good whatever. I don't know your field. Be great in it, but don't forget your ministry. For all that you do in that field has no crown attached to it. All the laurels you will receive are laurels and badges you will receive here. But in that day, when it gets to rewards, crowns, what you did for the master and the kingdom is what you'll be rewarded for. Never forget this. One last scripture we close. John chapter 14, verse 12. So I pray you will be bold about Jesus. I pray you will be bold. In this perverse generation, I pray you'll be bold about Jesus. I pray in your workplace, they will all know this is a Jesus man. This is a Jesus woman. 1, 2, 3, somebody gets close to you. Do you know Jesus? Are you sure of your eternal security? They look at you like this. Some of them will do, Don't worry. You are conscious about crowns. They don't know you have a word in your mouth for them. Some will despise. Some will say whatever. But you don't care because you know that this, your ministry, has a crown to it. Who doesn't like a job that pays well? And when you know that your salary will be good, you better focus on what he will give you rather than how people will behave. Is somebody listening at all? Do you know many people forsake the ministry? Many things make them forsake the ministry. Some of them, the love of the world. Although you are to the extent, say, Wapu Christo, say, Master Jai, ministry, ni minye biu. We are see de dodo. Yes, Paul had such people. He says, Demas had forsaken me, having loved this present world. He loves this present world. O Philly, we are see our Japo Hoko, Demas. People of God. Yeah. The curse of this world can make you leave the ministry. We are seeing mania dozen. Share. We are seeing mania. Oh, yeah, I'm a Juman. Oh, but see the woman. A combat to woman. I'll be Juman. People of God. Oh, my God. I'm speaking to someone. He's done the ministry for many years. And I asked him, so how many people come? He looks at me. He can't speak for some time. I said, so how many people come? He looks at me. Many years. I can't tell you the number of years. many years. I said, how many people come? I won't tell you. You'll be sad. I said, look, it will work. Don't give up. Hey. Then I'll tell him stories. Oh my God. Because if you leave this thing, one day you will regret that you forsook the call because of hardship. The deceitfulness of riches can make people abandon the ministry. So when you have money, you can do everything. I heard this story of a man of God. He so became rich, got money. So he was talking to an experienced man of God. And he said, what else is there to do in the ministry? I want to go and do business. Hey. Oh, yes. The money is not there. Deceitfulness of riches. The last of many things. People of God, I just want to read you one scripture. John, I think you really don't like my message. Look, you will hear such messages many times. Yes. Because you see, it's important, it awakens you. If you know how many people have abandoned working for God, this issue with church, and look, you may think, oh, it was only Judas that was like that. There are more Judases in our generation than the original Judas. So I beg you, become great. I will never stop your becoming great because, come on, who am I? I'm not God. Who am I? I'm not God. I cannot stop your greatness. Become great. Whatever you want to become, become. But I want to remind you as your pastor, don't forget your ministry. Don't forget this, because it is the only thing with a crown to it in the presence of God. Yeah. So I wish many doctors could preach to their patients. How I wish many nurses will stop being callous and smile to a patient and say, do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus can give you rest? Everybody in Tem Dao, Peter and I. Today I was in the hospital and a lady was brought in pain. Oh. And the medical people were standing there. Man, so and they were laughing. I was like, hey. whether it is because they've seen many people lose their lives. So it's like some callousness. I'm like, hey, people's pain doesn't touch them all. I'm like, hey. Charlie, people are suffering. I wish nurses would know. Nurses who are believers would know. They have a ministry. And in the hospital, I wish you, now that you are becoming a supervisor and a boss and a manager, everybody in that workplace would hear the gospel from your lips. You know, before I became a pastor, I worked a bit in the UK. Look, wherever I work, what? Huh? Me the gospel no tamrofuno. Gospel tata. Later we'll talk about it. I wish you could be bold in your class and stand in front of the class and say, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just want to say something small to you. You know, in this class, you may have many burdens, but Jesus came to give you rest. Jesus says, come unto me. You see, I wish you could be bold like that. But you see, you are bold with every other thing apart from the gospel, apart from Jesus, apart from you are any, you are bold to sell sanitary pad, you are bold to market toilet roll, you are bold to sell credit card, you are bold about everything. You are bold to let a female stand and say, let me take your measurements, I want to sew a dress for you. You are bold. Accept Jesus. Accept that assignment that was given to us. That is where our boldness is lacking. When it gets to that point, it say, hey, obiani ni GDO, obiani ni GDA, timidia mani, or so, or no, or ni, or no, ni, amini jano. You see, I pray this reality hits us. When we know that people's blood will be required from us. That you could have smiled to that gate man. Say, Baba, what is you want? That's my heart's cry. That some fire fall on us, eh? That you become so, so conscious. That whoever comes in contact with you would fill your ministry, the ministry of reconciliation. Let's read one last scripture upon. I pray that the Lord will take sleep away from you small. This thing should dawn on you. Say, you see, when you have to travel outside the country, do you know the nights before you may not sleep? You may not sleep. you see, your passport, what carries your passport? You put it by your side. You will check it every 5 minutes to see if the passport is there. Then you take the passport and open it and see if the visa is still in there. My God. Oh, Jesus. The excitement of going somewhere that you think is better than where you are coming from. But you see, eternity never strikes us like that. We keep roaming around, seeking everything else apart from what is really the reality. But I don't blame you. I blame those who were supposed to prepare you for the ministry. I blame us. Somebody say yes. My God. I told myself, I said, nothing can take me out of the ministry. Nothing. I don't care. They said, so, well, you know, one man of God looked at me when I started church. He said, your parents, they don't like the idea. A man of God, a prophet, I respected his grace. He said, even your in-laws won't like it. He said, you'll be rejected. I said, look, I've burnt my bridges. Jesus means more to me than anything. I've bent my... You'll be poor. Let me be poor. Listen to this. I'm finishing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. So, do you believe in Jesus? This is simple biblical mathematics. Do you believe in Jesus? Hey! Lord Jesus! The people won't respond, though. Do you believe in Jesus? Verily, when Jesus starts a word and he says, verily, verily, take it serious. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. So let's start from there. Was Jesus a banker? So please, you believe on Jesus. The work that he did, you will do also. You say you believe in him. He was not a banker. So what work was he doing that you should do also? This is simple. So banking serves the world. Don't say it is the work of God. So continue being a banker. But remember, banking doesn't mean you believe on Jesus. What shows that you believe on Jesus? That you do the works that... Please sit down, banker. Sit down. So this is where we come in. That I wouldn't let the banker only focus on banking. But I hold his hand and I drag him into the harvest field and say, brother, this banking you are doing, if you like, make a mistake and get sick, they will employ somebody tomorrow. If you like, you make a simple mistake by getting sick, tomorrow they will start looking for somebody else to replace you. So I will not allow you to only be looking for money. I have to hold your hand and pull you and say, hey, there's a ministry at stake. Student, yes, you have 8 A's. Yes, you have whatever, A1. Well, nice. But there's a ministry. Do you believe on Jesus? It's a simple question. Yes, I believe on Jesus. Was Jesus a tailor? Yes, you believe on Jesus. And he says, the one that believes on me, this is the proof that he believes on me. The works that I did, he will do also. He shall do this, the works also. Let's not even enter into the greater works. The greater works in the crowd, the infant to answer. I think that the greater, will you, let's hold on with the greater works. Let's just consider the works that I do. What did Jesus do? He came to seek and to save that which was lost. What are we doing? To be very frank, let me say this. Church is not to make you rich. Church is to get you to focus on this assignment. Because, you see, I said, this thing of riches, you will have it. Once you are with him, you will have it. Huh?
Yes.
But that's not the focus. Go home thinking about this. He that believeth on me, the works that I do. So now when I say we are going on outreach, we are doing something concerning soul winning, and you remove yourself, I have told you. Do you know what I just did? I am clean from your blood. Oh yes, me, I'm clean. I'm clean. I told you. And I place structures in place so that it will help you fulfill your ministry. As for me, I'll fulfill my own. I will do it. And I will keep encouraging you. I will keep... There is a way the world can take ministry out of you. You will be surprised. You will be surprised. There's no desire to preach Christ. No desire. You see how you will be hiding Jesus. You are hiding him. You go to the workplace. You are bold about everything apart from Jesus. Apart from Jesus. You wouldn't even want people to know you are a believer. May we not forget this. We will not forget this. So I always say, if I have to preach, if I have to do the work of the ministry, nothing can stop it. It is today that you have strength. A day will come. This strength you have will not be there. Do something for the Lord. Let's get serious with the ministry of reconciliation before it is too late. Time is running out. Don't think you have all the time. Some have served their own generation and they are gone. It is now our time. It is now our time. You know, one SSS lady came to see me. She's not in SSS anymore, but she was telling me some of the things that happened when she was in SSS, blah, blah. I opened my mouth. I said, SSS, Kai, ready from body check me. And I'm telling you, SSS. So the youngsters are wasting away like that. Your eyes should be burning with God's fire to see the lost saved. Sunday, we are going to launch 2 outreaches. Outreach to the communities and outreach to the schools. When they are launched, get involved. Don't think you are doing it for Pastor Christian, no? As for Pastor Christian, he is doing his own. When we stand before the judgment seat, you will be surprised. I told you the truth. What did you do with it? Then, your crown. Hold on fast. The sad thing is that the moment Judas lost it, somebody replaced him. Can you imagine you get there and there are crowns that originally had your name? John Owusu-Poku. And you look. I know heaven will make a mistake. I know, but you look. And it looks like you see your name, but your name was Y, but I said, I'm called Papa. And you people from the I said, no, stick on it. Stick on it. Not stick on it. Because originally it was yours. It just Odina and Koye. Also, sometimes you prepare there. My God. My God. My God. My God. And your crown was given to another. And you can't come back and add on. Hey! When time expires, what will be our trophies in our hands to present to him to receive our crowns? May you never forget these words. May they be preserved in your heart. And may you be stirred to do the ministry of reconciliation, so that we'll surely take our crowns in the age to come. In the name of the Lord Jesus, kindly close your eyes. God bless you for listening to today's message. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say this short confession after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died, and on the third day, you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess with my mouth that Jesus, you are Lord. You are the Lord of my life. Even from this day forth, precious Spirit of God, help me to live for the Lord all the days of my life. God bless you. If you said that confession, you are a child of God. Make sure you are planted in a church that will raise you in the Word of God, so that you become a tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you have been refreshed by the Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Facebook, Telegram, YouTube, podcast, or Podcast Addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. You may also call our helpline for the messages and the books of Pastor Christian, and for pure pastoral counsel and any other inquiry on 0540 953 017 0540-953-017. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, Edum, right opposite the GRA building behind the Ejaba building. My Pastor Christian also comes your way with Shepherd's Stream Prayer Session this and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the church premise at Edum. You can also join in the prayer session via Facebook Live at My Pastor Christian. Come, pray, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.